You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Plastic bags, we all know they're not good for the planet. And well, I want to know what has been done about this. And while I've got you guys here, I'm going to ask you too, do you use plastic bags?
I have now turned your mic on. Go ahead, Jack.
Oh, man, I'm a bit of a fan of plastic bags. I normally bring my lunch to school and I don't like to get it all mixed up in my backpack, so I put it in a plastic bag.
Well, mate, about time you bloody grew up.
Well, you can listen to this segment. So on the 1st of March, Bags Not NZ publicly launched their campaign to minimise the usage of single-use plastic bags like the ones that you wrap your lunch in, Jack. Blackwood Communications Group has partnered with sustainability champion Nick Morrison from Go Well Consulting to get the ball rolling. I caught up with James Blackwood, co-founder of BCG2, to find out what Bags Not is all about, and I began by asking James how Bags Not NZ got started.
Yes, so Bags Not was a simple initiative that we decided as a business we'd try and do something with a degree of altruism in it, and we teamed up with a guy called Nick Morrison, who's a sustainability consultant, and from there we just decided that the thing we'd want to target is single-use plastic bags and try and minimise people's use of those, and then we'd move on to other plastic pollution.
Right, and correct me if I'm wrong, did it start this year, Bags Not NZ?
Yeah, effectively, we've been working on it since mid-2017, but we actually went to market in about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 1st of March was it, when I looked on the website. And how's the response been so far?
Look, the response to Bags Not's been fantastic. Obviously, it's one of those subjects that people are very passionate about. So already we've got over 50,000 people in the last 3 or 4 weeks that have engaged with us and are keen to get involved and actually make a reduction in their single-use plastics. Really, really positive from a social media point of view. Things are really buzzing. A lot of people sort of giving us good advice and a lot of people giving us some interesting content to post. We're dealing with a lot of environmental organisations now that are doing really good things like Sea Cleaners and Sustainable Coastlines. So very, very quickly we're getting a community of like-minded people, you know, really keen to make a difference.
And you mentioned just earlier more plastic. You're starting off with single-use plastic bags. So the idea is to expand in the future in a wider sense?
Yeah, so in terms of Bags Not and where we want to take it, I mean, the reality is that single-use plastic bags are sort of the poster child at the moment for plastic pollution, but we're all aware of things like straws. I mean, everywhere you look, you'll find unnecessary plastics being used. So our long-term goal is to actually look at the wider problem of plastic pollution and what we can all do as individuals to actually make some sort of positive change.
Absolutely. I saw on the website 1.6 billion plastic bags are used in New Zealand annually. Who's producing these plastic bags? Because they must be making an absolute fortune from that, because that's a crazy amount.
So in New Zealand at the moment, there's probably about 1.6 billion plastic bags, it's estimated, that go into the market every year. Most of those bags are coming from, obviously, grocery shopping. Where they come from, I'm not sure, but they must buy them in bulk. But a lot of the people a lot of the retailers that have been involved in using plastic bags for some time are actually acutely aware of the problem that they're contributing to. And so we've teamed up with the likes of New World to actually try and come up with some initiatives at a public level, but also at a commercial level that will help them stop using plastic.
Yeah, I've noticed that, and it's a really it's really good, obviously, publicity for New World, because it's just a great thing. And I know that in California, they banned their plastic bags in 2014 from the state, I believe. Is that something that you see could happen in New Zealand in the future?
I think there's the potential in New Zealand for all sorts of great initiatives to help reduce plastic bag usage. Obviously, there's a lot of talk from the likes of Greenpeace around legislation and actually outright bans. We come at it from a slightly different point of view. Firstly, the issue is one that's not going to go away overnight. So it's really important that people understand that if they can actually change their behaviours, they can make a really, really significant difference in a short time. That figure of 1.6 billion bags has been lobbied around a fair bit lately, but the simple reality is if all of us stop using one single plastic bag a week, just one bag, we could actually take 250 million bags out of circulation. So the ability for individuals to make a really significant difference is huge.
And it is as simple as that, really. Like, I've, I'll, I'll throw my flatmate under the bus here because he's not a BFM listener, but he walks, I see him walking home with a plastic bag from the supermarket and I tell him, like, why doesn't he use, we've got reusable ones there. And he goes, oh, you know, the future's coming and technology, I'm sure they'll sort it all out. But it's really, it's not hard to, everyone, it's just everyone doing their job, I guess, isn't it?
But the simple thing is that, you know, we're all guilty of it. And this campaign isn't about making people feel guilty. It's about providing them education and providing some options to help change habits. The simple reality is that we're all accustomed to certain habits and it's hard to break those habits. So if they go to our website, which is bagsnot.org.nz, there's a whole bunch of ways there that we can actually sort of re-educate people, I suppose, to realise, A, the importance of recycling and refusing plastic, but also just how big the problem is and how easy it is for them to do something about it.
And I have been to the website when I was doing a little bit of prep for the interview, and I noticed the five R's is sort of what you guys were, it's one of the main things you're focusing on, which is refuse, replace, recycle, reuse, and restore. So could you just tell me a little bit more about that process, James?
Yes, certainly. So the five R's is not something we've come up with. It's actually a universally acknowledged approach to recycling and pollution reduction. I mean, refuse is pretty self-evident, basically. Just find another way to do it. Don't use plastic bags. That's the ultimate. That's what we're hoping people will do is take a reusable bag or a recyclable bag and kind of make the most of that. Recycling is obvious, but one needs to remember with recycling that it doesn't always actually get recycled, so it's not the ideal choice. The other thing about recycling too is people quite often throw their plastic bags into the recycling, and that's one thing, please, please get your listeners not to do that. There's all sorts of issues with that because it just basically contaminates the recycling, so that recycling ends up in landfill. Replace it. Obviously, you know, look for options that are compostable, biodegradable, have a very, very low impact on the environment, and replace those with what you're currently using. And then reuse. I mean, recyclable bags, the types that you can currently get all around town, particularly in the supermarkets, that is really the simplest option right now. You just got to actually learn some new tricks and tips on how to remember to take them with you.
Yeah, I'll remind my flatmate too. I might put them at the front door on a little coat hanger. It's simple, yeah. And restore is the last one. So tell me a little bit about a restoration.
So the last thing is restoration. I mean, it's one thing to stop using plastic and to reduce your plastic footprint, but we all actually need to go out there and try and create a better New Zealand by taking what's already in the environment and getting it sorted and getting it out of the environment. So there's a whole bunch of ways that as part of the solution to the problem, we can fix sort of Team New Zealand and go out there and make our country beautiful by getting rid of that plastic pollution that's out there.
Absolutely. If there's one thing you'd want the listener to take away today, what would it be?
Well, if I was talking to your flatmate, I'd say, look, the implications of not doing something are enormous. You know, our children's children, their children will live in a world that is unfortunately just so far below what we've experienced growing up that we need to actually think for the future. And I'd also say to your flatmate, look, it's actually really, really easy to be mindful of what's actually happening in the environment and feel good about doing something yourself. To actually be part of the solution rather than part of the problem is much better than just ignoring it or hoping that someone else will fix it. It's up to all of us actually to take some responsibility. And like I say, if I was going to say anything, go to bagsnot.org.nz and sign up and see how you can actually make a really positive impact.
Awesome. You can add responsibility to the, you can make it a sixth R, responsibility.
Beautiful.
Sweet.
I'll take it.
I'd say in a great way, it's almost becoming trendy for people to think about the environment. And it's like a generational thing. I almost think some people, I was talking to my mum about it and she was saying, she sees a lot of young people around with the reusable bags and it's really good to see.
I think, Linda, we're at a tipping point, you know. If we don't start doing something about it, then it will become impossible to deal with it. I mean, I don't know if you want this as a soundbite, but there's a great factoid that 1.6 billion plastic, single-use plastic bags is enough to bury New Zealand too deep in plastic. Can you imagine that? You kind of take a mental picture of New Zealand being too deep in plastic bags. Too deep. That's what we're doing every year.
You could put two plastic bags on the whole of New Zealand, like layers. You could layer the whole country in plastic.
Yeah, every year. we're using 1.6 billion single-use plastic bags and throwing them away, and that's enough to actually cover New Zealand two deep in plastic.
Good God, that's a really good mental picture to picture actually, because that's hideous.
And another thing for your flatmate is, on average, people only use a plastic bag for 12 minutes before they actually discard it and throw it away. If you used a bag twice, you've just reduced your impact on the environment by 50%. It's just that simple. Use one plastic bag twice and you've really made a difference already. Use it for a whole week and you're doing really well. Use a reusable bag and no plastic, and you could be looking at 1.3 billion less plastic bags in the environment within a year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.